UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
You're locked on The V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
Windows Direct, they have a system in place where you can get one window for every one you buy totally free. Buy two, get two, buy six, get six. You know how that works. That's already a great deal, but it wouldn't matter if the windows were no good, but they're the best windows on the market. They use super spacer technology, keeps the edges of the windows sealed, keeps the heat in the winter, the cool in the summer, makes your home comfortable and saves you money on utility bills. And they've got a great deal in place right now where there's a free installation. They have very, very aggressive and attractive financing terms and a warranty that's second to none. It's for as long as you own your home and 30 years to the next homeowner. That is a company that stands behind their products. They only hire the absolute top-notch, top-flight installers, so you can rest easy knowing that the job is done right, done well, with guys who have a real passion for what they're doing. There's a lot of window companies out there screaming at you, so remember the name. It's Universal Windows Direct. Go to their website, Universal Windows Direct, and find out how you can set up a free in-home estimate and find out how to get the best windows on the market with the best warranty and the best and most attractive deals in place so that you, like me, will be saying, I love my windows. We got a special guest joining us here. The here is at the Middletown Texas Roadhouse. We're here because Special Olympics Kentucky on February 22nd is going to be having their polar plunge. There's going to be over 600 athletes. We hope it's going to be closer to 700 participants who are going to help raise money for the Kentucky Special Olympics. This is the single biggest fundraiser that they do. And if you want to find out how you can start your own team, go to LouisvillePlunge.com, or you can help raise money for our team at ESPN Louisville. Go to our webpage or do our social media, go to search ESPN Louisville, and you can sponsor Drew Diener and the big-headed producer and Patty Ice and Dawn and everybody else to jump in the water here February 22nd and raise money for Special Olympics. And one of those Special Olympic athletes, Hayden Redman, I know that, sweetie. She's always taking care of. I know that. I was getting to it. Hayden Redman's with us here. He's one of the athletes. Hayden, nice to see you. How are you?
Awesome, Bob. How are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you. Well, now, you're an athlete. What sports do you participate in?
I participate in many. I participate in basketball,
good.
Softball,
good.
Bocce.
Attaboy.
Yeah. Bowling, which I
nice.
Actually got the highest in Unify this year.
Good for you.
First place.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And many more, Bob.
Why are you choosing to be part of this polar plunge? Are you actually going to jump in the water, too? You're going to jump in the water?
I am.
Oh, that's good. You got some guts.
Bob, but the best part is I actually have my own team, too.
You do?
I do.
Oh, very nice.
So,
all right.
Yeah, we're taking part of that costume contest, too.
Oh, all right. You're going to tell us what your costume is, or is it a secret?
We are doing the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Bob.
Nice. So you're going to jump in as Tina Turner.
No.
I just thought I'd take a shot.
Elvis Aaron Presley.
Oh, good. That'll work.
Yes, sir. But why am I going to do this polar plunge? Because it's a bucket list item. Not just is it a bucket list item. I mean, it helps athletes play all of our sports. The money raised helps us play all of our sports, which is amazing, you know. And, I mean, yeah.
When you think about how many sports there are, it really is amazing. How long have you been participating in these games?
That's a good question. About, I would say about 12 or 13 years.
Wow. It's impossible. You only look like you're 15 years old. So how does that work?
No, not 15. Right on the dot, not 15.
Right, what's your favorite? What's your favorite one to play in?
What's my favorite?
Because I know you're good at bowling, but it doesn't mean it's your favorite. What's your favorite one to participate in?
Man, I'll tell you, I got about three favorites.
Oh, man, can't narrow it down. All right, well, what are they?
Bocce ball.
Not a boy. I knew you were a man of good taste.
Softball. And bowling, of course.
Bowling, very nice. You did you grow up here?
I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky, and still am a Cardinal fan.
Attaboy. Well, that's fine. I mean, we just had Mike Pratt here, so it would be okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to turn it into a fight here, but I'm glad you're rooting for the Cards. I saw you had a computer thing, so you think – I'll ask you to do my job here for a minute. You think Louisville finally gets over the hurdle against Virginia tomorrow? You think they do it?
I think we do. I think we'll – pull out the big W over it. I mean,
because like, that's been a thorn in our side for a while, hasn't it?
Right. Like, I think we'll pull out the W like we did versus Wake Forest.
All right. Well, let's hope it works out the same way. Yeah. February 22nd is the day that they're doing the polar plunge. Hayden Redman, who's here with us, is going to be one of the plungers. Has his own team. That I didn't know. He just told us that. Right. So, are the other people jumping in with you also Special Olympic athletes, or just people from your French circle, or who's jumping in with you, or just people you're grabbing off the street? Or who's jumping in with you?
I was ready to say people I'm grabbing
off the street,
but that's a lie.
Okay. All right.
But I do have some Special Olympics athletes doing it with me, and like siblings. And
oh, friends. Nice. Very good. So it'll be a family thing.
It will.
Very good. And you've never done it before, right?
Oh, Bob, this will be my fourth or fifth.
Oh, I thought you never did it before because you said it was a bucket list thing. Oh, you've already done this before.
Yeah,
all right. All right, so tell me, for the people who haven't done it, the very first time you did it when you jumped in, what did it feel like? And were naughty words going through your head?
All right, Bob. The naughty words are going to try to be hard because the first time I did it, it was actually in the river.
Oh.
I know, Bob. I know.
Land on an eggplant.
I know, right? No. I actually went in with two swim instructors on, came out with one. I know. That crazy river ate my one swim. But, I mean, they were telling me my body wouldn't go underwater. My head wouldn't go underwater.
Well,
next thing you know, I jump in with a life jacket on. Poof, my whole body is underwater. And I am like, am I going to come back up or what, you know?
Well, now it's in a nice, clean, fresh chlorinated, I assume it's going to have chlorine, chlorinated pool right here.
Right.
Yeah, you got to be happy about that.
Yeah, yeah, you're right, Bob. I mean, what can be better than that river?
Anything would be better than that river.
Right.
So it'll be nice. So for the people who don't know what Hayden Redmond's talking about, the plunge, which used to be down in the river, is now going to be in a temporary pool set up right here in the parking lot at the Texas Roadhouse on Shelbyville Road in Middletown. And there'll be between 600 and 700 people, and if you want to be one of them, hopefully you'll get a chance to do that. And you'll raise money for Special Olympics in Kentucky. There are 10,200 Special Olympic athletes in Kentucky, and this is the single biggest fundraiser for them. So you can make a big difference, and you can help and have some fun and help Hayden continue his athletic quest. Are there any sports you haven't done that you want to try?
I don't think so.
You've done them all, huh?
Yeah. But, Bob, before I get off the air, okay, I got to give a special shout-out to a guy on ESPN Radio.
Who's that?
Steve Rummage, my buddy.
You got Ray. Steve Rummage, you have a fan here now. He's going to he's got – do you want to tell the people the banner you made? You made a banner, little sign for him.
Sign. Yeah. Yeah.
He said – what? Go ahead. You want to tell people?
Yeah, it said Steve Rummage was going to whoop Salmon the Dude, like the Cards were going to whoop the Cats on the 28th, I do believe.
Yeah,
that.
Well, the first part of it didn't come true, but maybe Rummage will be your wrestling champion. So.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Hayden, it was a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for coming on with us. And good luck, and have a good time jumping in the water. And good luck to everybody raising money for Special Olympics. We'll take our break, and then we'll come here at the Texas Roadhouse on Shelbyville Road in Middletown as we continue on, it was Fast Break Friday. It's just a Friday now. It's no longer fast or a break. It's just Friday. It's Bob Friday. It's Dawn Friday here on ESPN 680, 105.7. So are we back? So is the audience hearing me ask these questions? Is this thing on? Hello, 1-2. When did that ever start, by the way? Why do they people do that? Test 1-2. Why do they count? Why didn't they say something else? Like, you know, the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog or something. Because who counts on the air? You know, you should speak. My go-to, which annoys everybody, which is one of the primary reasons I do it, they ask for a voice level, and I do a hypothetical open to the U.S. Figure Skating Championships. I just, hello, welcome to the United States Figure Skating Championships. I'm your host, along with Terry Gannon and Bob Valvano here. And Terry, we should look for some outstanding skating today. And they say, all right, shut up. And that's what you're looking for. So there you go.
That's way better than what you do to me in the studio, which is you just mouth things and
yeah, that's
me feel
funny.
Like the microphone's off.
No, that's entertaining. Or
even better.
That's quality entertainment there. It's quality entertainment. But that's okay, because you notice at our last V Foundation board meeting, Norm Walker was astounded at how disrespectfully you speak to me. Yeah, that was pretty good. He said, I don't have a kind of relationship with my kids, which was his indirect way of saying, yeah, my kids respect me.
He's astounded, yet he also respected it. He's like, wow, you can say all the things to him that we want to.
Oh, thanks. Even better. Yeah, so not only did he basically question my parenting skills, but then he basically said that you were speaking on behalf of the listeners of saying all rude things to me. So it was a double whammy. So these are my friends, and this is why I'm lonely.
Love you, Pops.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, this trivia question is popping up on the TV screen behind me every few seconds. I should ask one, and we should see if anybody can get it for no reason other than it's Friday, and we all want to be entertained.
I like that idea.
Yeah,
so I'm heading out there, by the way.
Why?
To pick up equipment.
Oh, okay.
In a second.
Well, if you I know they have steaks, and the steaks are splendiferous, but I had pork chops for lunch, and I'm telling you, the pork chops are, oh, seriously, they are as good as any in the city. That's how good they are. Here we go. Richard Cadbury introduced what popular Valentine's Day item in 1868?
The Cadbury egg.
Wow. It'll come up in a moment as soon as Dawn gets here.
Wait, no, that's Easter. Why would that be a Valentine's thing?
Cadbury sounds like a candy thing, though. The candy heart, the heart-shaped candy box?
Yeah, maybe.
What do you think? It's coming up here as soon as Charlie Wilson gets finished with his lovely commercial here. Charlie's a good guy. He's running.
Big fan of that.
He's
Charlie
been in business
Wilson.
Since 1953, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that? Here it is. Yes. He introduced the box of Valentine's Day chocolates.
Okay, so not the Cadbury egg, because that was kind of a silly answer, but it was in the right vein.
But it popped into your head, and rather than think about it, you just blurted it out.
So what I do.
Made sense. Sure, who doesn't? There's actually something of some substance I was going to mention to you. And now, here we go. In the comic strip Little Orphan Annie, what is the name of Annie's dog? Ooh, that's a good one.
Ollie.
I don't know that. You know that? Did you say that on air?
Yeah, Ollie.
Ollie's right?
I'm guessing.
You're making that up.
I'm kind of guessing.
No, that's not her dog's name. They would not name a dog Ollie. It's got to be more comic strippy. You better guess quick, because it's coming up here. So if you're in your car. Oh, I knew this. Sandy. Of course. It's Sandy.
I knew there was a Y in it.
All right, one more. We'll do one more question,
not
and then
a y
we'll.
In Ollie, but you know what I mean.
And pulling into the parking lot right now, Talk Sports Tommy and Talk Sports Terry. They're making their way to the door, so we got to get one more trivia question before they come kicking in the door here. So we are here, by the way, at the Middletown Texas Roadhouse. Oh, got to read this. In the television show Roseanne, what state did the Connor family live in?
Wisconsin.
Dawn is thinking hard. Dawn says she knows.
Wisconsin,
I never ever
Ohio.
Watched the show, but I want to guess Colorado for some reason, but that's probably wrong, right? What state did they live in? Colorado's the 70s show, so that's probably wrong. It looks like more of a Midwest country, a Midwest city.
Yeah, it's about a blue-collar family,
right? What did you guess?
I said Wisconsin and or Ohio.
The answer, you were right, church, wrong pew, Illinois.
Ah.
Illinois is your answer. So how are you guys doing at home?
I don't think anyone even got enough questions right to get the take-home version of that.
No, they just send you to home. That was hilarious,
Jason
by the
Rutter
way.
Or whatever the heck, the third-place guy in the Tournament of Champions.
That guy from England who came on our show.
Come
on, you'll like this. You'll like this. What is the name of Thor's home planet?
Oh, that's Asgard.
See, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. Who's Thor?
Thor. You don't know who Thor is?
No.
Not trying to be that. Not trying to be that guy. Like, I mean, he's become somewhat mainstream because Chris Hemsworth is sexy, and because of the Avengers movies.
Yes, everybody got it, but me. So now they say, "See, I should never do that," because then they say, "Well, you're really old." But I just don't have interest in that. I got news for you. If you asked me that question when I was 25, I wouldn't have got it either, because I'm not interested in it. It's Asgard. Dawn got it. Nick got it. Everybody got it, but I didn't get it. So. Americans spend nearly $650 million on Valentine's Day presents for, got to be flowers, right? That's got to be the number one thing.
It's got to be flowers.
Has to be flowers.
Got to be.
But if you're not interested in flowers, or if you want to get flowers, I suggest you get flowers by spending $199 on any incredible piece of jewelry from our friends at Genesis Diamonds, because not only will you get that spectacular piece of jewelry, but they'll give you flowers from Nance and Craft. They'll give you... Oh, no! I misread the question. It's who do they spend them on? You'll like this one. It's their pets. Oh, Dawn liked that answer. Their pets. All right. Well, regardless, flowers are always welcome, as is jewelry, and why not put them together? If you buy a piece of jewelry for $199 or more at Genesis, and I will interrupt this spot for the next trivia question, you will get flowers from Nance and Craft. You'll get a box of chocolates. Dazzle is a term used for a group of what type of animals? A dazzle is
of dolphins.
What type of group of animals? Nick guesses dolphins. If you go to Genesis, you get that. Fabulous. That's a pod. You're wrong. You'll never be wrong going to Genesis, though. You get the flowers in addition to the jewelry free. You get the candy in addition to the jewelry free. It's a zebra, a dazzle of zebras. And you also get dinner for her at the fabulous Italian restaurant that I can never pronounce.
It's French. Brasserie Provence.
Brasserie Provence. Thank you so much. Thank you. I would have. Brasserie Provence. Go to Brasserie Provence and get yourself a nice dinner. You get a nice, fantastic, wonderful dinner at Brasserie Provence. And you get flowers. And you get a box of chocolates in addition to the terrific piece of jewelry that you cannot find better at Genesis Diamonds. And they have everything. They got rings, bands, bracelets, pendants, you name it. Everything that will make her Valentine's Day terrific. This one's too easy, so I'm not going to ask it. I'm going to skip it. It's embarrassingly easy. So go to Genesis. Take advantage of a great deal. I mean, you talk about one-stop shopping. You spend as little as $199, and that special person will get a great piece of jewelry, flowers, candy, and a dinner at Brasserie Provence. That is a terrific Valentine's Day, and probably well within many of the good folks out there, your budget. So make it a Valentine's Day to remember, and go to our friends at Genesis Diamonds, Shelbyville Road Plaza, next to Trader Joe's. Tell them we sent you, and they'll take care of you anyway because they're great people. But tell them we sent you anyway. That's a great place to get your Valentine's Day gifts. All right, one more. I said one more before, but I can't help it. I'm a trivia junkie here. One more. It's coming up right after the end of this spot. You can get gift cards at Texas Roadhouse with your company's logo on it. Oh, Nick, I think most of the listeners will know this. The Nintendo GameCube was replaced by which gaming system, and what was the year? The year will be harder, I think. The Nintendo GameCube was replaced by which gaming system, and what year was that?
It was the Wii.
It was the Wii.
I want to say it was 2006.
Wow! Give yourself a prize. Just don't take any of my bobbleheads. Fantastic. Exactly right.
Really?
2006. Nice. What can travel around the world while staying in a corner?
It sounds like some riddle stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like one of those Bazooka Joe things. What can go, or like, when is a door not a door, when it's a jar? What can go around the world while staying in a corner? I don't know what that means. Oh, say stupid. You're right. It is one of those stupid ones. A stamp.
Oh, that was funny, but yeah.
No, it doesn't take its place with the other ones. We can't end on that one. It's like when you're out shooting baskets, you can't end on a shot that maybe goes in, but hits the top of the backboard, rolls around, scabs, and we got to end with a clean swish. So let's get a good last question. Hope we haven't gone all the way around, because if we're all the way back to start, we'll be stuck. We'll be doing the questions we already did. All right, here it comes. Comes up after the advertisement for these delicious-looking margaritas. Try one of our new two margaritas today. They have two new margaritas here at Texas Roadhouse. Friday is a good day for a margarita. Those look nice. That looks refreshing, as a matter of fact. All right, here we go. Oh, I like this. In welding terminology, what do the letters MIG stand for? Now, that's a good one, because I literally have no earthly idea what that can mean. In welding technology, what do MIG, the letters MIG, stand for? I guess there's...
Might. Oh, here we ignite.
No,
get out.
Close. Metal inert gas. There are two different types of welding techniques. Metal inert gas, which is MIG, and TIG, which are... what the hell is TIG? No, I don't think it's that kind of gas, no. TIG welding is tungsten inert gas.
Ah, okay.
Also known as arc welding. Wow, the things you learn. I'm telling you, you listen to the V-Show. Seriously. You listen to the V-Show for, I don't know, maybe a month. It's like those companies that advertise your credit report. You know, just give us a call and your credit score will go up, you know, 208 points. You listen to the V-Show for a month and you'll be smarter. I don't know. And that goes to me, but just because the content that the people bring to us. I mean, that's thanks to the good folks at Texas Roadhouse. We're teaching you about welding. We're going to planets for Thor. I mean, it's just it's quality worse. Oh, we missed one already.
I got a couple things.
Okay.
Sorry, phone. I got to exit you there. Sorry, I don't know who's calling. But, while my mic's on, I gotta mute the phone. Sorry, phone.
Yes, please.
So I have the funny sound from your Twitter about a bomb scare that was funny.
Wasn't that funny? Was that good?
We should play that. It's only about a minute. Then I am going to hand off to one Mitchell Hannigan. And he's going to take you down the stretch while I head out there to pick up the equipment. I haven't eaten anything yet for lunch, so...
You want me to order something for you?
Yeah, get me a steak
and
veggies.
How about some pork chops?
No. The pork chops sound great, but I haven't had steak in a while. And steak is part of my Vitality program.
The Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss Program, which is absolutely tailored to you. Nick, tell the good people about the Vitality Weight Loss Program because you're on it. How can you possibly go to Texas Roadhouse and eat lunch and still be on a weight loss program?
Well, because, Bob, there's lots of things you can eat. And they'll tell you. They'll tell you which foods are perfect for you and your body that you can eat. And I've got a whole smack load of them. I've got a bunch of fruits, I've got a bunch of vegetables, and I've got a bunch of proteins, all of which that are healthy and are tailored just for me. And one of them, luckily for me, is a little bit of steak. So I get to have some steak. I have my supplements, which are also tailored to me. Got to be honest, this is the only diet I've ever been on that I'm... when I follow it, because it's been documented, sometimes I go off the rails with Nickapalooza days. But when I follow it, 100%, not really that hungry. Like, I mean, you know, I could always eat. Sorry, I'm Italian. I could always eat. But I'm not ravenous. I'm not loopy. I'm not lightheaded. And I'm not, you know, trying to, you know, brag or nothing. But I'm working four jobs. And I'm able to juggle all that, eat with the supplements they give me, eat the food that they say I can eat, and I'm already down 12 pounds in 10 days.
Fantastic.
And I feel great. And steak is one of the things I can have. Broccoli is another one. I'm going to have those and see if I can get maybe you know, an apple or some mixed fruit, which will be on my list. And like I said, 12 pounds, 10 days, and I feel pretty good. And I'm doing that juggling four jobs, and two of which are in restaurants.
Yeah, that's so impressive.
And here's the thing. There are some days I go Nickapalooza. I did such with my man Patty Ice over the weekend. I was that meme, a zillion beers and a bunch of you know, chicken wings. And I got reprimanded by my coach, well-deserved. And then I went on a maintenance plan. I got right back on the rails, and I went right back to losing weight within like 36 hours. I was back on the system, back feeling good. And here's the thing. When you get on this plan, and you do go off, you notice it because you feel like absolute dog spit. And after I had my little Nickapalooza Super Bowl day with Patty Ice, I felt kind of crappy, and I wanted to get back on the program. And why wouldn't you? You have supplements tailored right to you. You have a list of foods tailored right to you. I did that, and I seriously feel really, really good.
That's why it's called Wellness and Weight Loss. And remember the name. It's Vitality. Two locations, one in southern Indiana, one here in Louisville. A lot of people made those New Year's resolutions. If it hasn't been working for you or you really want to up your game, these are the people to do it with. It's a great program. Give them a call at Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. Okay. Who is the son?
I am handing this off.
Wait. You got to answer this question first.
Okay.
Who is the son of Venus, the goddess of love and beauty?
Venus. Okay.
Venus's son.
Venus's son?
Yeah.
Ah, crap. All right. So Venus.
Not our crap.
All right. Venus means we're going Roman here because the Romans were the ones named after the planets. Pluto? Was it Pluto?
No, that's the Disney dog.
It'll be Hermes. I'm trying to. Hermes is the Greek equivalent of Pluto.
Venus's son is very, very, very symbolic of our next holiday.
Oh, is it Valentine? Or no, Cupid. It's Cupid. I mean, yeah.
Cupid is the son of Venus and Mars.
Nah.
Mars is the god of war. Venus was the goddess of of beauty and love, and Cupid was the byproduct of that. So there you go. All right. I'll tell you what. Why don't you play this little sound bite thingy?
That's the Mitchell Hannigan sound. I'm passing it off to Mitch, and I'm going to play this funny sound.
This
you
is funny.
Set this up?
This is from a local newscast, and the woman reading it is reading it straight, and halfway through it, she realizes what's going on. And if you could watch it, they flash back to her co-anchor, a guy. That would be even funnier, the visual of that. But you'll still get the audio of it. The gist of it is very funny, so take a listen.
Scary moments for customers at a Kansas Home Depot. Police responded to reports of a bomb threat at the store in Wichita. A customer alerted employees. A man inside the bathroom said there was a bomb in the building. Police were able to locate the man responsible for those comments, and that man told police he warned other guests to leave the restroom because he was, quote, fixing to blow it up, but had no intention of causing a panic. Man also told police others in the room laughed, understanding his joke, which I'm just now getting. Home Depot says they will not be pressing charges. But I can tell you right now, you asked the producer for me to read that, didn't you? To Ethan now, please.
No.
I can't have even to go to a commercial.
No, we're going
to
get it. We're going to get it.
Scary
moment. Oh, that was quality. She said to Ethan now, please, and he couldn't even talk. He was so busy laughing so hard. He was going to blow it up. Oh, that's quality entertainment there. No question about that. Oh, my goodness. All right. Couple things. Let's take a look. We got a couple things to look at. The weekend games coming up. We're going to visit with Steve Hood in just a minute here from Texas Roadhouse. But before we do that, look ahead to the weekend. Certainly, you know, Louisville and Kentucky both correctly should be favored in their games. There's no question about that. The spreads are not out yet this early. But, you know, you certainly look at it the way Kentucky's been playing, and Tennessee is just one game over 500 in the conference. It is a road game, though, and despite some people's thoughts, it's demonstrably more difficult to win on the road than it has been at home. And they're not bad. They're getting better. They just haven't shoot it, Tennessee. But if you can defend, you're always going to have a chance, and they have been a good defensive team. I had the game they played at Kansas, and that was a five-point game, and they were right in there. They just come off a road win at Alabama. I wouldn't look past this game, although deservedly Kentucky should be the favorite. There's no question about that. It's much the same for Louisville and Virginia. If they went out and just played a regular, let's play, you know, kind of a pickup game, let's just go up and down, let's play a game that's going to be in the 80s, I mean, Louisville would be an overwhelming favorite. They have so much more offensive versatility and more guys who can score. Virginia is so offensively challenged. If it were just, you know, take these 12 guys with the Louisville jerseys and those 12 guys with the Virginia jerseys and just go play, let's pick up and let's go up and down, I mean, Louisville would be the overwhelming favorite. They should still be the favorite, but it will not be easy because Virginia is going to try to win the game 50 to 48 or 40 to 38 or 30 to 28 or 20 to 18. I mean, that's what they're going to play. And you know that Louisville's had a dickens of a time playing against this team. Even when it looks like they have them beat, they've found some way to shoot themselves in the foot. The Dang Adele game comes to mind. And they are going to be very sound defensively. He's a brilliant teacher of defense, Tony Bennett. There's no question. He's been a brilliant teacher of offense, too, but he does not have very skilled offensive players this year. That's what it comes down to. They just don't. So the fact of the matter is, how does Louisville go about attacking them? And that's going to be the interesting thing for me to see. Because on the one hand, you know, Louisville plays a variation of the pack line also. Not exactly like Tony plays it at Virginia, but it's a variation. And if you remember, the teams that have given them the most trouble are the teams that, when talking about Louisville guarding them, are the teams that have really gone fast. Boston College came out. I've never seen a team run a half-court offense at that speed, honest to God. There were guys coming off screens on a dead sprint. I mean, just, you don't play basketball that way. You accelerate, you change speed, but you don't come. Very rarely are you receiving a pass in your set offense. You might be receiving a pass like in transition or on your way to the basket where you're on the dead run. But and it was tough because the pack line is predicated on being in constantly keeping your defensive shape, constantly being in position. And when you're making the defense move that quickly, obviously there's a lot more opportunity for the defense to get out of shape. So it made sense. Now, Louisville's going to be playing against a pack line that is more pack line-ish than even the way they play it. So that's why I said there's one of two ways to look at that. Do you come out and say, okay, well, we know what's been difficult for us to defend. Do they run their offense at a faster pace? The danger in that is they're playing at a speed that's unnatural. They don't normally run their offense at that speed. So anytime you do that, then you're almost saying, well, I don't know if we're good enough if we just do what we normally do. And that work, that shoots yourself in the foot. So, there's that. You wonder about that. You wonder if they'll be more comfortable playing against the pack line because they play against it every day in practice for the most part. So we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. And we're also going to have to see at what pace does the game go. Louisville has been their best offensively when they've been able to get out in transition. And they're going to have a difficult time getting much in transition against Virginia because Virginia does very, very little in terms of trying to go to the offensive glass. They are all about not giving up easy baskets in the half court and in the full court. So when they shoot, they may get one guy to the offensive glass, sometimes nobody, and everybody else is back, and you're going to have a hard time getting the ball down the floor ahead of them to get easy buckets. The only way to do that, it's no mystery when you see why Tony Bennett preaches what he preaches, because each piece of the puzzle complements the other piece. He is absolutely obsessed with good shot selection offensively. They have to because they're not going to get a lot of offensive rebounds, so they got to take good shots. He's obsessed with not turning the ball over. All coaches are, but him particularly, because if they don't turn the ball over, then you're going to have a hard time as the opponent getting many fast breaks because they are not going to the offensive glass. They're committed to getting back. You're not going to get easy baskets in transition. So if they don't turn it over and they're committed to getting good shots, their offense will be efficient, and you won't get transition baskets and easy buckets that way. And then in the half court, much like Chris Mack's philosophy, if they stay in shape, and I don't talk about physical condition, I'm talking about keep the shape of their defense, you're not going to get easy shots that way either. So the question is, how does Louisville combat that? And we'll see. Is it just, hey, we face the pack line every day in practice, we will just execute well enough where we can get the shots we want? Will they be able to force some turnovers and get some easy buckets that way? Will they be able to get something in transition anyway? I think that's the least likely because Virginia really, really gets back defensively. You know, will they speed up their half-court offense? Not to the point of detriment where Louisville's turning the ball over themselves, but just so they make it so they're difficult to guard. Will they be able to get anything out of the post? When you throw it into the post, Virginia doubles immediately with two bigs. They come with two bigs, and they try and force you to throw it out of there. Louisville just can't concede that. They've got to have a post presence. So those are all the battles that you're staring at, and the question is, you know, how many of them can Louisville win? You don't have to win all of them to win the game, but you've got to solve at least one or two of those, and then you've got to do a good job defensively against a team that has really labored to score the basketball. I mean, they really have struggled. Their scores have been, 51-44 was their last win over Clemson. The over-under on the game, I think, was 102, and they were under by seven. That's a That's almost unbelievable. The Virginia, their last games, they won scoring 51. They won scoring 61. They won scoring 65. They lost scoring 51. They won scoring 63. They lost scoring 50. They lost scoring 55. They lost scoring 53. So, I mean, but all these margins, Boston College, 7 points. Syracuse, 8 points. Florida State, 4 points. Georgia Tech, 5 points. NC State, 2 points. Wake Forest, 2 points. Florida State, 5 points. Clemson, 7 points. It's going to be a possession game. It's going to be a nail biter. It's going to be key decisions down the stretch. All those things. So, I wouldn't look past this. They don't get blown out. Not often, anyway. They have a couple of times this year, which has been unusual for them. I mean, South Carolina beat them at home by 11. That was a bit unusual. And Purdue beat them at Purdue by 29. That's the one that really jumps out at you. But, you know, this is, I expect it to be, grab your lunch bucket, grab your hard hat, and get down to work. That's what kind of game it's going to be tomorrow. But Louisville, a very, very important game, especially when you look at the big picture in the ACC and Louisville's upcoming schedule. And this is a very important game at home. I think a regular season championship would be absolutely astounding and terrific for this team in Chris Mack's second year. I don't care how, quote-unquote, down the ACC might be this year. It is certainly a little bit, but it's still a very, very good league. And Louisville right now with a game-and-a-half lead over Duke and Florida State. And this would give them 12 conference wins already and certainly go a long way towards possibly an ACC regular season championship. They play home here. They play at Georgia Tech. Their next games are home Virginia, at Georgia Tech, at Clemson, Syracuse home, Carolina home, at Florida State. That rounds up February. And then, of course, they still have conference games in March. They go to Virginia around end the season and host Virginia Tech at home. So there's still a lot of games. This is one they would really, really be a big one to get to try and get that regular season championship. Mitch, we'll take a very short break, and then we'll come back with our guest to wrap up the show as we're here at Texas Roadhouse on Shelbyville Road in Middletown, helping promote the Polar Plunge for Special Olympics coming up February 22nd. So stay with us here on ESPN 680-1057.
You're listening to The V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 1057.
All right, we're back here at the Texas Roadhouse on Shelbyville Road in Middletown because we're helping promote the Polar Plunge. For the first time, they're actually doing it here at the restaurant. Not in the restaurant. That would get a tad messy and probably violate some health code violations. But outside, there'll be a pool put out there, and there'll be between 600 and 700 plungers. And Texas Roadhouse has been a tremendous supporter of this, and we've got Steve Hood here from Texas Roadhouse to talk a little about it. Steve, thanks for being with us. Thanks for hosting us. Thanks for the wonderful pork chops I had for lunch. And also, why is this something that Texas Roadhouse chooses to be involved in?
Anything that we do with Texas Roadhouse, we try to make sure that we put our community first. You know, we don't do any TV or radio advertisements. Everything that we do is all community involvement throughout our smaller community. So anytime that we can jump in and help raise money for different charities and things like that, we try to help everybody out.
I mean, you've got to be hoping for a good day, though, here, too. You're going to have 700 people in your parking lot. Hopefully some of those folks work up a good hearty appetite and come in and have some lunch.
I know last year when we did it had a pretty big turnout. Most of the shopping complex here was pretty full of cars. And you really couldn't even get into our parking lot. You couldn't walk into the parking lot. There were so many people. So, we get a huge crowd out here. And, you know, everybody in the city loves Roadhouse. So, you know, anytime that we can get people in here and allow us to help other people in the community, it's always great.
Anybody, are you jumping in yourself?
I will not be. I'm going to kind of oversee
man.
It. You know, I'll
be in Waco, Texas. Don't point at me.
as much fun as that would be, I'm going to make sure that everybody's being safe and all that stuff and helping Jennifer out with anything that she needs.
And getting some delicious steaks and pork chops.
Yes, we will have plenty of food that day. So everybody come out and enjoy the event.
So this it's been here before?
We did it last year.
Last year was the first year.
Correct.
So My guess is nothing goes perfectly the first year, although it sure went very well. So you expect it to be very smooth getting the people into the pool, and then if they want to come and eat. And there's a heated changing room, I understand. So.
Yeah, and I think that was part of the reason why the Special Olympics was looking for a switch is, you know, it's easier to control the environment here versus down on the Ohio River. So having the heated tents is nice. And then, you know, if it is really cold or raining, you know, it's somewhere where people can come inside, but they're still here and part of the event where, you know, that might hurt the turnout down on the waterfront. So,
oh, it's a great event, and it would be February 22nd, and you can come out and just support it or hopefully take the plunge yourself. If you haven't got a team in and you want to put one in, you go to LouisvillePlunge.com, and you can help raise money, or you can help sponsor our team, my fellow hosts, many of whom and many of the behind-the-scenes folks will be literally taking the plunge. Andy Sweeney, Drew Diener, Perrin Johnson, my son Nick, Patty Ice, Ethan Moore, Phil Baker, Don Yates. All the good folks are going to be jumping in and raising money. Our goal is $3,000. I'm confident we're going to do even more than that. And as we jump in and take the plunge, it's the single biggest fundraiser for the Kentucky Special Olympics. And so it's a worthwhile cause for the over 10,000 athletes that take part in it. When you guys are nice enough to do something as a community service kind of thing, even though it's not a commercial thing, I always like to give you a minute to say something about your place. What new and exciting stuff is going on at Texas Roadhouse?
Well, Texas Roadhouse, you know, if most people know us, you know that we don't change a lot. You know, one thing that we definitely strive for is consistency throughout our brand. So, you know, it doesn't matter if you're eating at this location, another location in Louisville, or in a different state. Everything's consistent across the board. So we don't have a lot of changes inside of our restaurant, you know, and a lot of people love that. You know, they love that they can come in here, they can get a great meal at a great price, and, you know, they're going to have a great experience. And you don't get that most places. So really, that's what we're about. You know, come in, get a steak, get some fall-off-the-bone ribs, you know, and you're not going to pay an extremely high price for it. That's why people come here and they love it.
I did see two new margaritas are on the menu.
Yes, we did. So we actually have a legend margarita, and that one's pretty good. It's got like three different top shelf tequilas in it. So that one's really good. It's got like a black salt rim on it. Great margarita. And then we also added a new mango margarita. So that one's pretty good. I like the legend a little bit better. I'm not a huge mango person, but that one's got fresh chunks of mango in it, as well as it's got a tahine seasoning on it, which is like a chili lime seasoning that goes on the rim. So, yeah, those are both pretty good.
You know what you guys should consider? Giving out peanuts at your places. Have you thought about that? I think that might be a good idea.
Well, most of the guests, they can take whatever they want. You know,
You've already put that in place then. Okay, great minds think alike. I just wanted to make sure that you considered that as a
But yeah, and then also that day, I'm not sure if we mentioned it, but 10% of our sales at the Middletown location.
Oh, we didn't mention that. No, good.
Yeah, 10% of our sales for the whole day here at the Middletown location are going to go back to the Special Olympics in Kentucky as well. So just a little bonus there for them for being such great partners with us.
Sounds like a great day, Steve. Continued success with Texas Roadhouse.
Well,
thank you for visiting with us, and thanks for supporting Special Olympics. We appreciate that.
Looking forward to seeing everybody out here.
Jennifer, it was nice to have you with us earlier. Jennifer McMahon was with us, and we had Hayden Redmond, one of the Special Olympic athletes, came on with us as well. For one last time, let me give you a reminder. It's February 22nd. The website is LouisvilleThePlunge.com. You can put your own team together. You can make a donation. You don't even have to put a team in. You just want to help support. You can donate an existing team. You can donate to our team. ESPN Louisville's team is a whole bunch of the ESPN Louisville personalities and behind-the-scenes folks. They're going to be taking the plunge. In all seriousness, I will be in Waco, Texas. We've been kidding, but I will be doing an ESPN game, so I'll be out of town that day, but I will be with you in spirit, and I hopefully will get to come back and hear a great report as we do Freezing for a Reason to help the over 10,200 Special Olympic athletes in Kentucky. A great program. Anybody who's been involved with it sings its praises with good reason, and you can help, so come on out and be part of that. All right, Mitch, you can play the goodbye music because I'm leaving. It's time for the weekend to start. Thanks to Mitch for taking over the controls for the last few minutes. The big head of producers out on the road, so drive carefully. And you guys have a great weekend, unless you know something I don't. I'll be back at it with you again on Monday. The Take is next with Mr. Andrew Sweeney. You guys have a good weekend. It's ESPN Radio.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.